Dean Sayers' bid to become national chief has come to an end. The former Batchewana First Nation leader came up short on the second ballot during the Assembly of First Nations, AFN, election for a national chief, which is being held Wednesday evening in Ottawa as part of a special chiefs assembly. Sayers managed to clear the first ballot with 58 votes, 12.6%. But his bid to lead the AFN came up short in the second ballot after garnering 46 votes, 10%. There are now just three candidates left after the second ballot, Cindy Woodhouse, David Pratt and Sheila North. A third ballot is scheduled to take place at 6 p.m. EST. Subsequent rounds of voting will be held if necessary. Sayers proceeded to thank a number of his supporters following the second round of voting, including his family and relatives back home in Batchewana First Nation and the spirit and the medicine that's been here and helped me and supported me and guided me. I really appreciate that. Thanks for all the ceremony, he said during a short speech. The former Batchewana leader also thanked the people who shared their aspirations and expectations with him while on the campaign trail during the lead-up to the December 6 election. Thank you. Even to all those back home that have supported me and have given me support and blessings to pursue this experience, said Sayers. I really appreciate it. According to the Assembly's election procedures, each member nation has one vote, which can be cast either by the chief or by a registered proxy on Wednesday. The winner of the election is the candidate that receives more than 60% of the votes. If no candidate receives more than 60% of the vote, the candidate with the lowest number of votes is eliminated and additional rounds of voting ensue. The new national chief is expected to participate in an oath of office ceremony immediately after the election Wednesday evening. With files from the Canadian press.